Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verse 43. They tried to keep him from leaving them, but Jesus said, "I must proclaim the good news." Jesus had it all. The people were coming from everywhere to see him. He was a charismatic and engaging speaker, and he could do amazing things. Demons and diseases answered to his demands. Injuries, illnesses, and ailments listened when he spoke, and word began to spread about him. The lines of people waiting to see him grew longer. The time he spent helping and healing, stretching from sunrise to sunset, sometimes even longer. And the people were excited. This could finally be the one. This could be the Messiah, the Savior and Deliverer they had been waiting for. And who wouldn't want a Savior like that? One who could solve problems like cancer, cataracts, or COVID. One with whom you would never be hungry or thirsty again. If we had been there, wouldn't we have been right with the crowds? "Don't leave, Jesus. You make our life in this world easier. We want you to stick around." And why wouldn't Jesus want that kind of love and attention? But Jesus uncovered a different agenda. He said, "I must proclaim the good news." Jesus didn't come primarily to feed the hungry or heal the hurting. Jesus came to share the good news. Good news that there's more to life than what we see. Good news that he came to rescue us from hunger and hurt permanently by giving us eternal life in heaven. Even though we easily chase after worldly happiness, Jesus wouldn't let fame or fortune distract him from his divine agenda. He was willing to face rejection, ridicule, and pain on his way to suffer and die for every greedy intention and desire we have. And because he did, we can look forward to something so much better than an easy life in this world. We have the perfect life waiting for us with him in heaven, a life that will never end. Jesus loves us and cares about our problems in this life too, but his real agenda was to accomplish and proclaim the good news of eternal life for us. And that's just what he did. Believe it. Celebrate it. Jesus, your agenda is so much better than mine. Thank you for staying the course for me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.